pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our Bible study, we're presently looking at dispensations as found in the Word of God. So far, we've looked at the dispensation of innocence, the dispensation of conscience, the dispensation of human government, and the dispensation of promise. And right now I'd like for us to take a look at the dispensation of the law. This would be dispensation number 5 as found in the Word of God. And let me remind you that I do use the King James Bible. I believe it is the Word of God. It is God-breathed. It is the infallible Word of God. So therefore, that's why I use the King James Bible. And I pray that you're using the King James as well, and not some version, or I call them perversions, that is actually perverting and has perverted the Word of God. Well, right now, we're taking a dispensational walk from the beginning to the beginning. Now, we've started in the book of Genesis, and we've been looking through that book. That is the beginning. In the beginning, God created, the Bible says. And if we keep walking through the Word of God, we find that in the book of Revelation, that God says in His Word that there's a new beginning. It says that He said, "Behold, I make all things new." So we see from the beginning to the beginning. And we're taking that walk, that dispensational walk through the Word of God. And I remind you that God has always had a plan. Nothing has ever taken God by surprise. Well, right now we do want to look at dispensation number 5, and that is the law. And this is, of course, as we look at this, once again, this does come from the Word of God. And the dispensation of law actually would be from Mount Sinai to Mount Calvary. And I believe we could even say it goes into the upper room. We see something taking place there in the upper room. Well, the dispensation of law began when God gave the law to the children of Israel in the days of Moses. And we see that in Exodus 19 and chapter 20. And it came to an end with the crucifixion of Christ. Now, John chapter 19 and verse 30, it says, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." Mark chapter 15, verse 38, "And the veil of the temple was rent in twain," that means it was torn in two, "from the top to the bottom." And Matthew 27, 51 says, "And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent." Well, this dispensation, therefore, covered a span of, we would say, approximately the time span of approximately 1,500 years in length. And also during this time, the children of Israel developed as a nation and went through various historical periods. We see that there was the period of wilderness wanderings under Moses, and we've talked about that. We see that there is a period of conquest under Joshua, and we also see that there's a period of the judges, the period of the kings, the period of the captivities under Assyria and Babylon, and the period of restoration to the land under Zerubbabel and Ezra and Nehemiah. And then we see the period of history covered by the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, some of the important people who lived under this dispensation of law are these: Moses, Joshua, Samson, Samuel, King Saul, and David, King Solomon, Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, Ezra, Nehemiah, John the Baptist, and many others. Many of the people we read about on the pages of the Bible live during this dispensation of the law. Well, now the children of Israel were slaves in the land of Egypt. We've talked about that. They were there for about 400 years. And well, God delivered and redeemed his people and brought them out of that land by a mighty miracle. We read about that in Exodus chapter 14. Well, the children of Israel saw God's power and greatness in a very special way. Exodus chapter 14, verses 30 and 31 speaks of that. And in a wonderful way, God proved beyond any doubt that he is able to take care of his people. The miracle at the Red Sea proved it. Well, in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 8 and verse 17, we find a promise which God gave to Moses. God promised to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, and God promised to bring the children of Israel into the land of Palestine. And that's the land of the Canaanites. Now, according to this promise, the children of Israel would come into the promised land. Now, if you've studied the Bible and you've heard preachers preach, you've heard about the promised land. Well, in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 8, it says, "And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians." This is God speaking now about the Israelites being redeemed or brought out. "And to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites." Exodus chapter 3 and verse 17, "And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt." This is God speaking to the Israelites. He said, "Bring them up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites." See, this was in more than one verse in the Word of God, his promise. He said, "I'm going to bring you up out of the land of these people, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey." He's making a promise to the people. Well, as we continue reading in the book of Exodus, we learn that the children of Israel failed to trust God, who had given them such a promise and had showed them such power. Well, consider with me, if you would, the following example of Israel's unbelief. Now, we've talked about this in the last dispensation that we studied. But let's look back just for a moment, about just before Sinai. Well, only in 3 days after the Red Sea crossing, there was a bitter water problem, according to Exodus chapter 15, verses 22 through 26. I'm going to read that right now. And once again, I would ask you to have your Bible, if at all possible, and open with me and read along with me as I read from the Word of God. Exodus 15, verses 22 through 26. "So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, 'What shall we drink?' And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. And there he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, 'If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.'" Now, this word Lord here in this verse, in verse 26 of Exodus 15, it's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Now, the children of Israel did not trust the Lord for the solution to the problem that they were having. They were in the land, they were in the wilderness, and there was water there that was bitter. They did not believe God would take care of them. Even in this situation, they did not believe God. They did not thank God. And once again, that after this water was made drinkable for them, they did not thank God that, and they didn't thank him that he took care of them. But instead, they murmured against the Lord. Well, and then, about 6 days after the Red Sea crossing, there was no food. There was a food problem. Now, Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 through 15 speaks of this. I'm not going to read all those verses. I'll read a few. Well, did the children of Israel trust God or did they murmur? I think we've already seen in the Bible that they murmured. Did they believe God's promise that he would bring them into the land? Well, Exodus chapter 16 and verse 3 says, "And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord." They're speaking now to Moses and Aaron here. "Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." They did not believe God. Well, then there was a no water problem. Remember, there was a bitter water problem. Now we see that there's a no water problem. Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7 speaks of this. Once again, I'm not going to read all those verses. I'll read a couple. Well, the children of Israel did not believe that God was able to provide water for them. They did not believe God would bring them into the land. They worried that they might die in the wilderness. And this is according to Exodus chapter 17 and verse 3. Actually, Exodus 16 and verse 3 talks about them dying as well. They thought they were murmuring. Exodus chapter 17 and verse 3, "And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" Were they convinced that God was among them to meet every need that they had? Verse 7 answers this in Exodus chapter 17. "And he called the name of the place Massah, and Massah Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not?" They doubted God. Well, after man's failure in the dispensation of human government, we see the dispensation of the law. And this is where God once again gives man the opportunity to listen to his, that's God's direction. The dispensation leads to the cross of Calvary. Now, the dispensation of the law seems to begin where we find Israel at Mount Sinai. In the third month after coming out of Egypt, the children of Israel arrived at the foot of Mount Sinai. Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 and 2 says this, "In the third month, when the children of Israel were going forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount." Now, we're going to pick up here next time, and we're going to continue on our study about the law that was given to the Israelites from God. Do you know him today as your Savior? If you know him as your Savior, why not be serving him? Why not tell others about the goodness of God? Tell them that Jesus saves and that Jesus wants them to go to heaven. Tell them personally, tell the people personally that you come into contact with, either with your voice or with a tract, a gospel tract. May God bless you as you serve God.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.